July 7. And the Lord said, Shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do? Genesis 18:17. The disciples were feeling very, very sad because the Lord had told them in very plain way how he was going to be betrayed and crucified. They were all feeling downcast. They did not even know what to say as they walked in the dark night in the small path leading to Gethsemane when the Lord began to say something. Those words are found in chapters 14 to 16 of the Gospel of John. He said, Henceforth, I call you not servants, but friends. They thought they were being left alone and forsaken, but he said, All things I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. Servants cannot understand all things about the Master, but a friend can. And that is how you know divine friendship. God was trying to show the very same friendship to Abraham in Genesis 18:17. What a wonder this is. God had every right to do what he wished. God's time had come to judge the inhabitants of those wicked cities called Sodom and Gomorrah. And he was about to do so, but he said, How can I hide it from Abraham? Abraham was not saying, Oh God, you must tell me everything, because he had not yet understood the heart of God for him. No doubt he had been obeying God as far as he could, but so far he had not entered into the heart of God. Now, God was saying to him, How can I hide my counsel from Abraham? This is God's purpose, also for you and me, as we are redeemed and purchased and washed and cleansed by his blood. We are not cleansed and washed to live as we like. No, we have been called to be friends of God, the Most High and Living God. God wants you to climb that mountain of friendship, and then you will know how God, as your friend, reveals and shows you many truths and mysteries. If you are really a child of God, and if you are truly born again, then in your heart will be a great longing to know the Bible. This was my longing, and I went on reading the Bible, sometimes 12 to 14 hours a day. But that did not solve my problem. Bible knowledge itself does not satisfy your hunger. Similarly, I thought that by spending many hours in prayer, I would be satisfied. I tried that too. And whenever possible, I spent hours in prayer. But even then, I could see defeat in my life. Then I began to long for some miracles in my life through prayer and by God's grace. I have seen many miracles also, but even that did not satisfy me, till I learned God's purpose to make me his friend, and now to enter into pure friendship with the holy, just, mighty, and great God. Now God himself began to speak to me and tell me things which I could not learn from any man. In other words, how to be God's co-laborer and partner and friend.